Well, we're on the telephone with Chris Zwiener, who is a field agronomist with DuPont Pioneer. Chris covers the eastern half of northeast Nebraska, is the way he describes it, and he is based out of Fremont, Nebraska. Chris, let's talk about how the harvest has gone in your part of the state there, northeast Nebraska, this year. Things going pretty quickly, it looks like.
Yes, harvest has progressed really quick this year. Given the hot, you know, dry conditions we've seen, the crops have matured quickly, dried down quickly out in the field, and growers should be finishing up most of their harvest here in the next week.
Now, you probably have a pretty good mix of both dry land and irrigated crops in that area?
Yes, I do. You know, I cover quite a bit of dry land acres, and then on the southern portion of my area, we have quite a bit of irrigated acres as well.
Well, we all know what happened to dry land corn this year with the heat and the dry weather, but it sounds like there's some pretty good irrigated corn out there.
Yes, there are. Irrigated corn yields this year are exceptionally well. You know, you hear a lot of guys that are seeing over 300 bushels per acre or 300 bushels come across on the yield monitor, and we've actually got several NCGA entries over 300 bushels.
Well, considering the conditions that we had, That's pretty fantastic yields.
Yes, it is. You know, it did surprise a lot of guys given the heat we had this year, but in the areas where guys were able to keep up with the water, we've got some great yields coming out of the irrigated acres.
Chris, as an agronomist, are you able to take anything away from a year like this as far as agronomic advice looking into next year?
Yeah, you know, the thing with the years where we have stress or different weather events, it really helps you sort out different products. And this year, we're seeing our Optimum AquaMax products really separate themselves from the competition, you know, as far as performance on dry land acres and even performance under irrigated acres.
What is it about the AquaMax that makes them stronger under those conditions?
You know, the Optimum AquaMax products really give growers additional choices to help minimize their risk and maximize their productivity. These products are proven. We've had them in on-farm research for the last 2 years. They offer top-end yield potential, but stability under moisture stress. And if we look at our dry land performance here across northeast Nebraska, we're seeing some nice yield advantages in those stressful situations.
What kind of yield advantages in general would you say you've seen?
You know, early harvest data indicates in those stressful situations, we're seeing about an 8% average yield advantage with our AquaMax products.
In the real stressful situations? Or?
Right, in the stressful situations. And then as we transition into the favorable environment or the fields that were under irrigation, our AquaMax products are performing well there as well. We're seeing about a 2% average yield advantage with those products.
You know, nobody knows what's going to happen in 2013, of course, we've had a continued dry fall here, and some folks are forecasting even a dry winter, possibly. I imagine you're going to have a lot of interest in those AquaMax hybrids for next year.
Yeah, we've got a lot of guys interested in the products, and, you know, Pioneer's continuing to develop new AquaMax products, and we should have some new products available for next year as well. To learn more about these products, visit with your local Pioneer sales professional, and just to learn more and try to minimize your risk for the upcoming season.